The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Irish Rail has concluded that a new IT system to control the movement of trains across the country is unlikely now to be used and has written down the €50 million value of the project in its accounts. And I'm joined now by the chair of the Public Accounts Committee and Sinn Féin TD, John Brady. Good evening to you, Deputy. Dara O'Brien, Minister for Transport, has said that this IT system would be the brains of Irish Rail. What is going on?
Well, unfortunately, it doesn't appear there were too many brains in terms of either bringing forward this project or in terms of delivering the project. I've said it's a national scandal at any time to see any public money being wasted or squandered is scandalous. But to see €50 million of taxpayers' money invested in a scheme that ultimately results in the board of Irish Rail having no confidence in the contracted company's ability to be able to deliver this project, ultimately writing down or essentially writing off an investment of €50 million of taxpayers' money is an absolute scandalous situation that we find ourselves in. So it raises serious questions in terms of oversight and in terms of governance.
It does, John, but do we know how we got to this point?
Well, look, I mean, this contract was awarded to the company. It was due to be delivered fully back in 2024. And at that stage, it had an estimated target cost of €19.5 million. And right from the outset, there was a litany of issues and delays that arose, failed targets being met. And there was a number of different measures taken over those years to try and make it viable. The project was broken down into eight phases. The very first, the simplest phase, which was the rollout of the rail management system between Dublin and Rosslare, that was to be rolled out. Again, that met a series of delays. And, you know, that hasn't even been delivered, resulting in the project manager having zero confidence in the company's ability to be able to roll it out. Unfortunately, a number of flags along the way rose. And unfortunately, I think nobody, particularly the line minister, did not heed those warnings. And certainly when a halt should have been called to this, unfortunately, it has exposed the taxpayer to further loss of taxpayers' money.
And John, I fully understand that this is a safety issue as well, because if there isn't confidence in this IT system to be able to sort of deliver adequate control and oversight of the movement of trains, that is an issue. So if they don't have confidence in it, that's fine. But if I was buying something for my house, say I was getting big work done, I was getting my garden landscaped, and instead somebody came in and dug it all up and then hoofed off and I didn't have a landscape garden, I wouldn't necessarily just be writing off the money. I would be saying, well, you know, I'm not paying anymore, I want my money back, or stuff like that. Why is it that the taxpayer always ends up on the hook for these things? Why is it that Irish Rail are writing this off when what they have obviously taken delivery of, they don't have confidence in and don't believe to be suitable to its purpose that it was procured for?
Yeah, and absolutely. And unfortunately, we're seeing a constant trend across a number of different agencies and departments where, you know, projects are gone out, the incorrect or not appropriate scoping being done on what they actually need, what the requirements are and what it's going to take. So, you know, we've seen that in the Arts Council and a multitude of other bodies where, you know, millions of taxpayers.
Yeah, 5.3 million last year in the Arts Council written off an IT system.
Ultimately, and unfortunately, that's replicated right across the board. Yes, we need to go and see as to what elements, if any, can be salvaged, because this was deemed as the brain of the rail network. It also was to tie in with the broader rail control centre, which is a considerable piece of work. So this was to sit in there in parallel with that. And it was also to address, you touched on the safety issues. There was an identified safety risk along the Rosslare to Dublin rail line that they felt that once this was rolled out, that risk would be addressed. So that raises the concern, what is going to happen there? But it also has a further impact, and we need clarification on this, because we know there is considerable investment in the rail network, particularly with the rollout and expansion of the DART system. What implication is it going to have in relation to that? And my own constituency, they're talking about extending the DART town to Wicklow town. What are the implications in regard to that? But ultimately, this comes back to, you know, political accountability, why and how this project was allowed to get to the point where €50 million of taxpayers' money at any point, but particularly the cost, in the midst of a cost of living crisis, being wasted ultimately. You know, anyone at home listening to this has every right to be, you know, screaming at the radio.
No, our text line,
ultimately, that's what's needed.
People are appalled and very disgruntled about it. There's no question. Of course, this is the second sort of mismanagement issue that has come out of transport. We have 132 buses lying idle, e-buses that can't be charged because of, I suppose, a misstep in terms of providing chargers for them before they were purchased. Does Darragh O'Brien have questions to answer here? Does the minister need to come out and speak more fully in it? And do you have confidence in the Minister for Transport?
Well, look, I mean, we have a minister who hasn't really got a very good CV in terms of delivery and housing. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of these failures are now following them into transport. There's serious questions to be answered here as to what has the minister done? Why did they not call a halt to this? Why do we have 110 electric buses in storage, some for up to 3 years, because no one had the foresight to, you know, identify the need to have a charging point to charge them? These are serious questions in terms of, you know, ability to do basic forward planning. And unfortunately, the failure to do that, the failure to have, you know, proper due diligence, governance, has led to, again, the waste of millions of euros of taxpayers' money.
But I notice you're not saying that you don't have confidence in the minister.
Oh, I absolutely have zero confidence in this minister or this government in terms of being properly able to manage taxpayers' money to ensure that we get value for money. And unfortunately, day in, day out at the Public Accounts Committee, we see this across every department, across every agency under, you know, the watch of this government. So I have zero confidence in the minister's ability or indeed the government's ability to manage the taxpayers' money.
And John, what needs to happen now? Because we're being told that this write-down has taken place. I mean, people may be disgruntled about the waste of taxpayers' money, but they're also bored and finding it tedious, the idea, well, we'll have to have another inquiry, we'll have to have another investigation. Like, people want some kind of accountability here, but they don't necessarily want it to take 4 years.
No, look, I mean, we need accountability immediately. We need to see what can be salvaged, if anything can be salvaged from this. But there needs to be learnings. The Public Accounts Committee, we've embarked on a broader piece of work around IT projects because it's systemic right across the board. And unfortunately, the learnings from the Arts Council, from Beaumont Hospital, from, you know, the implementation of the Susie Grant IT system, millions upon millions of euro of money gone wasted. So we've embarked on a huge piece of work on the Public Accounts Committee. We'll be putting forward a series of recommendations. But ultimately, it's up to the government to ensure that they are ultimately responsible. The line ministers are ultimately responsibility, and there needs to be a level of accountability. They ultimately need to be held accountable for the waste and the squandering of taxpayers' money to the level we're seeing. They're absolutely scandalous.
Of course, the Stormont Public Accounts Committee found an overspend of £3 billion on big capital projects in Northern Ireland last year. Sinn Féin, of course, in power in Northern Ireland. Is this just a problem for government in general, because your own party would seem to be beleaguered by the same issues?
No, look, I mean, this is down to, I suppose, poor management in this stage. This is where the Public Accounts Committee, we have our line of sight. If there's issues, of course, there's issues in every jurisdiction in terms of overspend.
£3 billion is a big issue.
Let's, you know, we need to forensically look at the detail of that. And that's what we're doing here in this instance, in this stage, where we have, as a Public Accounts Committee, direct responsibility to question the governance, the expenditure of that money. In this case, €50 million. You know, there's many, many other examples happening in the here and the now impacting on the lives of, you know, citizens right across this state in the here and now. Any waste of taxpayers' money in any jurisdiction, there needs to be accountability, there needs to be transparency, but ultimately there needs to be accountability and learnings. And unfortunately, you know, this government, they're very, very slow at learning, because we're seeing this being replicated day in, day out. And this makes, you know, the bike shelters that we've seen being rolled out, they pale in significance to the waste of money that we're seeing here in this instance, €50 million. And unfortunately, I think it's only the tip of the iceberg, as you know, the failings that are happening under this government's watch.
John Brady, Chair of the Public Accounts Committee and Sinn Féin TD, thank you for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.